More young Americans drink than smoke cigarettes or take drugs. A report today by the National Academy of Sciences estimates that underage drinking costs an estimated $53 billion a year in alcohol-related traffic accidents, violent crime, and other behaviors. Calling it a major public health problem, Congress last year requested the report. It offers a long list of strategies and recommendations for reducing adolescent drinking. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to one of the report's authors.
Richard Bonney is the chair of the National Academy of Sciences committee that wrote the report on underage drinking. Mr. Bonney, put in perspective for us how many adolescents drink, how much, how often.
Just to give you a snapshot, among 8th graders, 20% are current drinkers. That is to say that they have reported that they've drunk within the last month. And 12% of them are heavy drinkers, meaning that they have had 5 or more drinks on a single occasion within the last 2 weeks. Among 12th graders, those figures are half are current drinkers, and 30% of them report that they have drunk heavily within the last 2 weeks.
Your committee has made recommendations to parents, to police, to advertisers, to a whole range of entities that would be connected with underage drinking. So give us, again, a rundown of the most important sort of recommendations that you've made to curb underage drinking.
What we need to do is to get people to realize that this is a very, very serious problem. I think they underappreciate the risks of underage drinking. We really find that messages that we try to generate to kids to persuade them why it's not a good idea to drink don't seem to have a whole lot of payoff, and they've heard it before. So we recommend that more work be done on that. But right now, we think the main target for this strategy has to be adults, because adults, for one thing, are the main source of alcohol for young drinkers. And I think that many of us can recognize from our own experience that there's really a deep social ambivalence about underage drinking. I mean, people know that it's against the law. They know that it's not a desirable thing for young people to do, and it's potentially dangerous to them. But in many, many ways, adults facilitate underage drinking.
The spirits and beer industry was prepared for this committee to recommend a new excise tax, a tax on liquor.
Yes.
And the National Beer Wholesalers Association has already come out and basically said that those states that have high state excise taxes don't have a disproportionately low rate of illegal underage drinkers. In other words, it hasn't really helped.
We are in a situation now where any particular intervention by itself is likely to be overwhelmed by the many, many other forces that are at work that tend to propel kids toward underage drinking. What we've said here is that you have to have a comprehensive program that is multi-pronged, that reflects a comprehensive effort on the part of the society and all individuals and groups within the society that this is a serious problem that is worth dealing with. The evidence of effectiveness by increasing the price is very strong, and the raising the excise taxes at both the state and federal level provides a reasonable source of revenue in order to support the investment in prevention program that needs to be undertaken.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Richard Bonney is a professor of law at the University of Virginia and chairman of the National Academy of Sciences Committee on Underage Drinking. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.